Thank you, Mr. President. I'm taking the floor to exercise our right of reply to the U.S. representative just what said this morning. The U.S. representative repeated today its absurd allegation against Iran and preached us to become a normal country. Look who is talking on norms and normal. Does a regime without any regard or respect for any international norms and standard has any moral high ground to talk about others' behavior? Does an impulsive administration with a long record of breaching the U.S. international and multilateral commitments has any face to speak about Iran, which has been a proven record of abiding by its international obligation? Does the U.S. regime, which has shamelessly violated the UN Security Council Resolution 2231, has any legal or moral ground to criticize Iran for taking remedial measures in accordance with the terms of the JCPOA to retrieve the imbalance caused by the U.S. unilateral and unlawful act? The U.S. regime must be held accountable for its impulsive, irresponsible, and unlawful acts and provocations that have been the main cause of instability and violence in the West Asia. The United States must learn that they couldn't dictate norms while persisting to act abnormal and immoral. The US must recognize that the whole world is fed up with their arrogance, hypocrisy, and sense of entitlement. It is outrageous that the US is so brazen as to assume they could fool the whole world into believing their nonsensical absurdities against other nations. They are best advised to return to normal behavior and to criticize and civilized way of engagement rather than insisting obsessively on their dangerous, irresponsible multilateralism. Mr. President, under such circumstances, talking of a new negotiation is only a travesty, and hypocritic gesture without a credit or credibility. I thank you.